Ilhan Omar's daughter plots anti-ICE riots. Urges death to colonial empire, U.S. and Israel one oppressor. By Joshua Klein on June 11, 2025. From L.A. to Rafah, there is one common oppressor. Death to the colonial empire, warned Isra Hirsi, daughter of Minnesota Squad member Representative Ilhan Omar. In a viral Instagram post praising anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles while linking U.S. immigration enforcement with the Gaza conflict, and casting both the U.S. and Israel as colonial powers to be violently dismantled. As radical protesters clashed with police and ICE agents in downtown L.A., far-left activist Isra Hirsi publicly endorsed the unrest and connected it to the war in Gaza, stating, "From L.A. to Rafah, there is one common oppressor. Death to the colonial empire. Life for our children." The message, calling ICE and Israel part of the same colonial oppressor system, drew sharp criticism for glorifying violence. While anti-ICE riots included Molotov cocktails, smashed windows, and chants of Free Palestine, Hirsi's framing appeared to suggest that American immigration law and Israeli national defense, both part of the same colonial structure, should be resisted through violent revolution. Her post reflects a growing far-left trend of linking U.S. law enforcement to global causes like Gaza, alarming critics who see it as a veiled call for violent domestic uprising. The matter comes as rioters in Los Angeles, many waving Palestinian flags and chanting for an intifada, turned protests over ICE raids into coordinated violence, fueled by pro-Hamas rhetoric under the banner of anti-colonial resistance. In March, Hirsi promoted a fundraiser for Mahmoud Khalil, a Columbia University graduate who was arrested and facing deportation over his role in violent campus activities. Khalil was accused of being a Hamas sympathizer who espouses violent, anti-American views, with the Columbia University apartheid vest, CUAD, student organization, which he served as a senior activist in, calling for the total eradication of Western civilization. The fundraiser, launched after Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detained Khalil, has surpassed $570,000, more than doubling its initial $250,000 goal. Hirsi was suspended from Barnard, a liberal arts college affiliated with Columbia University, for her involvement with the unauthorized Gaza Solidarity encampment that was later dismantled by officers with the NYPD. In response, her mother, Somalia-born Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, MN, stated she was enormously proud of her daughter. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.